At a community meeting in Fort Seward on June 23rd, local tribal members came together with landowners and representatives from the Great Redwood Trail Agency, or GRTA, to discuss the proposed thru-hiker trail that would connect Sonoma County with Northern Humboldt.
The great part about where we are is that we are in a dreaming and brainstorming phase where we have the ability to work together to create something that honors all of your history and moves us forward in a way that is healing and empowering.
This is Elaine Hogan, Executive Director of the Great Redwood Trail Agency, which earlier this spring released a 500-page draft master plan outlining the project. She said her agency is committed to listening to Native peoples and their concerns.
When we move forward in partnership, the important part is that we're together and that we're not moving forward, doing anything that you all aren't involved in.
If completed, the trail would stretch over 300 miles, traversing cities, towns, forests, and rivers. Much of the trail would cross the ancestral lands of local tribes, including the Wailaki people. Perry Lincoln, Wailaki descendant and director of local nonprofit Native Health in Native Hands, reminded attendees of the history of Fort Seward, the land upon which they were now meeting.
I'd like to acknowledge this place. It's called Quintetjetung, which means valley. Today they call it Fort Seward, which is really not a good word for us. My people were from right here. My grandmother was taken from Dobbins Creek right there as a slave and never able to come back. So now I'm back. Now we're back. My grandfather, his name was Lassik. The newspaper said he was the most hated Native leader because he was resisting and he was trying to save his people, and they finally killed him right here in Fort Seward. So in a sense, my heart is bleeding to stand right here where my ancestors were killed for no reason. And we need to come out of that death and destruction and show a better way. Native people need to have a voice, and the Great Redwood Trail is just not a good idea.
Lincoln expressed concerns that the trail runs through culturally sensitive areas, including villages, burial grounds, and ceremonial sites, many of which are on private land that the Native community has been unable to access for more than 100 years. Bill Rich, an archaeologist specializing in cultural resources, said that when assessing important archaeological sites, it can be difficult to draw simple boundaries on a map.
Yes, there's archaeological sites. There's dozens and dozens of those kinds of circles on the landscape. There's cemetery areas, there's graves, there's villages. And we can certainly identify all those, but I'm wondering if there's more to that story. There's a bigger circle that includes those places, but will also include plant populations, will also include important salmon places, will also include all the biology, all the plants, the rocks. Yurok tribe took this perspective on the Klamath River, and they said there's a Klamath riverscape. And they drew a boundary around the Klamath River watershed, and they said, there's your cultural resource for Sequa. It's the Klamath River watershed and everything about it. I'm kind of thinking that we are probably up against something like that here.
Hogan said her agency has been engaging with tribal members throughout the planning process. But many tribal members say they do not feel as if they have been meaningfully consulted. Here's Michelle Merrifield, a Round Valley tribal member who is part of a community called the Kinistet Coalition, which opposes the trail. She joined the meeting via Zoom.
We've written some letters, towards the Great Redwood Trail. We didn't get any answers back. We didn't get acknowledged that we wrote letters. We went to some of these meetings that the GRTA had in Ukiah and Eureka. We were given 3 minutes to voice our opinion and comments on the trail. And to me, that's not a sufficient consultation. There was a lot more questions going on about this trail. Nobody was getting answers to that. We have a choice now. We didn't have a choice back in 1910, 1915 when that railroad went through. So what I'm saying now is that we have a choice, all of us, to make the right decision for this trail. And I've always said no.
Merrifield says she's been organizing with local ranchers who also oppose the trail. Some of their specific concerns include trespassing on private property, accidental fires, leaving trash behind, and impacts to wildlife. The Great Redwood Trail Agency's draft master plan proposes some solutions to these concerns, such as signage to protect native cultural sites, and it also includes significant measures to remediate environmental damage caused by the railroad, such as removing train tracks and rail cars submerged in the river, and improving fish habitat. Proponents of the Great Redwood Trail, or GRT, such as the environmental organization Friends of the Eel River, see it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to clean up the mess left by an earlier era of industrial pollution. But at the community meeting in Fort Seward, benefits like environmental cleanup or increased public access to the river did little to convince a group of residents who seemed nearly unanimous in their opposition to the GRT. Alternative ideas offered at the meeting included mitigating environmental damage without building a trail, or simply building the trail in some areas, but not here in the Eel River Canyon, an area that has emerged as the most difficult and contentious segment of the proposed trail. Here's Alicia Bales, program director for the nonprofit Redwood Forest Foundation.
So when I hear about the Great Redwood Trail and the motivation to restore this terribly treated, incredible river, I think, why put a trail in front of that that the native people are universally opposed to? If the goal is restoration and we all feel that way, that healing the river is the goal of the trail, then native people should be leading that conversation. And I don't think that coming to native people and saying, we really want to hear you unless you say no. Like, you're only allowed to be part of the conversation if you already agree this should happen. Because as far as I understand, local native people have been saying they were opposed to this trail since the very, very beginning. So I think that Dothan, no trail, has to be an option in the conversation, or we're not really having an equitable conversation about this.
I've been very moved by what I've heard here today, and it's not that I haven't heard it before, but sitting in this circle of people and hearing all the points of view, any action absolutely has to include the no action.
This is Steve Madrone, the 5th District Supervisor for Humboldt County, who also sits on the board of the GRTA and has the ability to shape the policy of the trail. He responded to concerns by saying that a no-trail option should remain on the table.
Otherwise, it's not an honest reflection of what we've heard here today. I think it's fair criticism to say that the way our master plan reads is very much, well, we're doing this, how would you like us to do it? And how can we involve you? That's not a fair reflection of what you've been telling us. Because it may very well be that this trail shouldn't be built. I mean, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I can absolutely feel where you're all coming from when you say, we haven't been heard.
The public has until July 3rd to comment on the draft master plan, after which the GRTA will begin the process of conducting environmental impact reports for various trail segments. Reporting from Fort Seward for KMUD, I'm Sam Anderson.